But then, right after that, after I left the room, the other one came to see me, the professor. I could see he was concerned, and I respected him, and he apologized for having offended me in my own home. Oh, yes, Kilrain nodded. He would definitely do that. But then he pointed out that he could not apologize for his views, because they were honestly held. And I had to see he was right there. Then he talked to me for a while, and he was trying to get through to me, just as I had tried with the minister. The difference was that this was a brilliant man. He explained that the minister was a moral man, kind to his children, and that the minister believed every word he said, just as I did. And then he said, "My young friend, what if it is you who are wrong?" I had one of those moments when you feel that if the rest of the world is right, then you yourself have gone mad. Because I was really thinking of killing him, wiping him off the earth. And it was then I realized for the first time that if it was necessary to kill them, then I would kill them. And something at the time said, "You cannot be utterly right." And there is still something every now and then which says, "Yes, but what if you are wrong?" Chamberlain stopped. A shell burst dimly a long way off, a dull and distant thumping. They sat for a long while in silence. Then Kilrain said softly, smiling, "Colonel, you're a lovely man." He shook his head. "I see at last a great difference between us. And yet I admire you, lad. You're an idealist, praise be." Kilrain rubbed his nose, brooding. Then he said, "The truth is, Colonel, that there's no divine spark, bless you. There's many a man alive no more value than a dead dog. Believe me, when you've seen them hang each other. Equality? Christ in heaven! What I'm fighting for is the right to prove I'm a better man than many. Where have you seen this divine spark in operation, Colonel? Where have you noted this magnificent equality? The great white joker in the sky dooms us all to stupidity or poverty from birth. No two things on earth are equal or have an equal chance, not a leaf nor a tree. There's many a man worse than me, and some better. But I don't think race or country matters a damn. What matters is justice. 'Tis why I'm here. I'll be treated as I deserve, not as my father deserved. I'm Kilrain, and I goddamn all gentlemen. I don't know who me father was, and I don't give a damn. There's only one aristocracy, and that's right here." He tapped his white skull with a thick finger. "And you, Colonel Laddie, are a member of it, and don't even know it. You are damned good at everything I've seen you do. A lovely soldier, an honest man. And you got a good heart on you too, which is rare in clever men. Strange thing, I'm not a clever man myself, but I know it when I run across it. The strange and marvelous thing about you, Colonel Darlin, is that you believe in mankind, even preachers. Whereas when you've got my great experience of the world, you will have learned that good men are rare, much rarer than you think. Ah," he raised his hand, smiling, "don't you worry about ministers. The more you kill, the more you do the world a service." He chuckled, rubbing his face. His nose was fat and soft, rippling under his fingers.